So, Ranganayatol 2002 was kind of interested in the extension of the Limpopo Belt east into eastern Botswana. So the Limpopo Belt has been studied extensively more within the South African part of that belt and the Zimbabwe part of the belt, because that is where they have major outcrops of the Limpopo Belt. So they can study it, at outcrop scale. They can collect samples, they can do a lot. They can achieve a lot because you have the rocks at the surface. But as you move into eastern Botswana, you begin to see a lot of sedimentary cover from the Kalahara sand. It just covers up the entire basement. So you can't even see the outcrops, apart from little bits and there. So it's hard putting the pieces together. So the Limpopo Belt has been characterized in terms of its structure, age, geophysical characteristics, geochemical characteristics in the South African part and Zimbabwe part. But Ranganayatol kind of wanted to see if that, and so older maps of the Limpopo Belt kind of show that the belt terminates at the boundary of Botswana. So these guys wanted to see if it actually extends into Botswana beneath the sedimentary cover. So they used so as at that time, the government had this compilation of gravity data from, so they acquired gravity data across some parts of Botswana, but they also collected a lot of data from scientists like in colleges that have been collecting data over that area, and also from companies. So I think there are companies exploring for minerals, I think diamonds and other stuff like that. In eastern Botswana, those guys had a large compilation of gravity data because you have sediment cover and you need to understand what the basement is like. So they collected all this data set from different sources and they merged them together into a big database. So Ranganayatol got this data and they tried to use it to see if they can see a consistent gravitational acceleration response that is kind of well defined and connects or links up spatially with what has been mapped in South Africa and Zimbabwe. And their results was actually really good. They showed that the Limpopo Belt extends into eastern Botswana beneath the sediments, and they were able to delineate the boundaries of different parts of the Limpopo Belt. When I say the boundaries between different parts, it basically mean the major faults, the big faults within the Limpopo Belt. So they were able to do that through gravity.